On today's episode, Bex. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob, and thank you for joining me on another episode in the music series. And today I have another fantastic artist for you guys today. But before we get to her, find me everywhere on every podcast streaming platform. And guys, need to check out the link in bio, the link tree, and just check out all the links there, the cool discounts you guys can get, their merch store. All the cool stuff right there for you. Go check it out. If you want to support the show and you guys like the independent artists, of course, check out the Sunday Night Army playlist on Spotify. Give it a follow. Give it a like. Share with your friends, of course. Tons of cool tracks on there from all the guests that have been on the show. And, of course, you guys can hit the merch link and support the show that way. And check out the t-shirt that's on sale right now. The world tour from the Sunday Night Army with all the countries that this show has been featured in so far, and that's the best way to support the show. So let's get to the interview. So to continue with the music series right here on the Sunday Night Army podcast, I'd like to welcome a special guest to the show, Canadian artist Bex. How are you today, Bex?
I'm good, Jacob. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I look forward to talking about your music because it is so fresh. It just all came out. The album is out, the new track is out, and we'll get to all of that fantastic sound. But as I do on every episode, I like to know more about the artist. So let's get into a little bit of a background. I want to know how you started and what made you become a musician.
Oh man, there's so many different points. So I don't know which would be like the exact starting point, but I can take you back to my roots. Growing up in a family of entrepreneurs that were business owners, self-made. So just growing up watching my parents kind of have that sort of time freedom with their lives, just kind of influenced me and empowered me to be able to pursue whatever I wanted. And music from a young age was something that I knew that would be part of my life. I didn't know I would take it on as a full-time thing until this past couple of years, but it wasn't until after I had gone through high school and I was part of things like, you know, musical theater, I was part of the choir, like the vocal club, all of those things. So music was definitely, like a huge influence in my life at that time too. But then, my parents ended up giving me a guitar when I was 17. And that's when I just started composing songs right away without really knowing much theory, without having a technical background. I just started doing it for fun and then let it go to the side. When I studied arts and culture at Brock for a while, and then I moved on to Toronto, and that's when the bug started to kick in because the Toronto music scene is, I think it's amazing. And to grow up in a small town too, and just to be able to be surrounded by clubs and musicians, and such a diverse community too of music. It's like something for everybody here. I think I just fell in love with it right away. And I met a bunch of musicians here. And I think that's really what got the bug going for wanting to do it myself as well. But I can't even pinpoint a single story because there's so many things along the way that kind of led me to this moment. But this album wouldn't have been created, I think, without, or at least this fast, without things slowing down during the pandemic, to be honest.
That's true. The pandemic has done a lot of negative, but also positive for artists to get creative, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Now, your sound and your writing. Now, do you pull your sounds from any musical influences? And your writing, is it inspired by life or your imagination?
A little bit of both. So I don't go into a song trying to sound like somebody, but there's I definitely hear people as soon as I'm done. Just because I'm a big fan of their music. So growing up, at the height of like pop punk would have been my high school experience would have been like that early 2000s pop punk craze. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think that's just got embedded into my blood. So a little bit of that comes through sometimes without like trying. I just like it. And then, sorry, what was the second question? There was two parts to that.
Oh, there's two parts. Yeah. Cause I'm a terrible host. I just ask everything at once. It's true. No. Yeah. Your influences in your sound and your writing, where do you get your inspirations for your writing?
Right. So that's a mixture of both like things that come from the imagination, but also from personal experience. I think when I started writing from personal experience is how I really connected with it and got going, writing very personal songs for about love, relationships, and it just using them more so for myself as a vehicle to kind of move through emotions. But then wanting to get more creative with it too, because I started playing with different ideas of like, oh, like this piece of artwork here really moves me emotionally. How can I translate that feeling into a song? So I like when art inspires art, and creating something from something maybe a little that creates such powerful emotions, but then to translate that to music to make you feel it in a different way, I think can be really beautiful. So I try to do, a little bit of both.
That's awesome. Now, previously, anything in your past that so far, because this is all a long journey. That's anything so far that stands out in your competitions, anything that you've learned that you hold on and with you that inspired you, influenced you from these competitions that you learned something and you hold on to that?
Well, I haven't really do you mean like the songwriting challenge that I gave myself?
Yes.
I think especially with this past one, because I like giving myself challenges just to push the limits and keep growing as an artist. But I think with this past experience with the 30 solid days, because it was such a unique experience and that we were in the middle of a pandemic and things were like quieted down. I always hear from friends who are really good musicians who they call it woodshedding, and they'll go off and they'll disappear from social media. They'll disconnect from their phone, their friends for a long period of time and come out with the most creative work, or they'll come out more skilled than ever. And I don't know, it's just not something that I was ever able to do, I guess, being in the city. And I was doing a lot of jobs and I never really full dived into focusing on just music until that period of time. So for me, it made me realize the value of that, of just like writing consistently every single day in almost a meditative way, pushed my limits as an artist to help me grow. Unlike I'd been able to in the past. So now the momentum of that, I feel like is only going to be better for the future of future albums, and it's just going to keep getting better and better, I think. So
yeah. And it shows it's so good. I let's talk about your latest, because I'm a big fan, and I want to talk about this track that we have for the audience here today. It's called Feelings. So let's talk about how you came up with the song, a little bit background on it, and how it all came about.
Awesome. So Feelings was actually part of that 30-day April songwriting challenge. And so I was having trouble, I think, that day coming up with something to write about. But I read my horoscope every day, and my horoscope reading actually ended up stating that line that ends up being the hook in the song, where it said, like right in the first page, it was like, Bex, feelings aren't facts. And I took that line and was just like, oh, that it just gave me chills. Just because I resonated with it. Especially through the songwriting process, I was bringing up a lot of old emotions. I was kind of digging into my past and almost like therapeutically working through old stuff that I'd never had time to sit with this like intensely before. So that line, feelings aren't facts, just meant a lot, because sometimes in life, like it's just so easy to get, for our feelings to get misconstrued or misunderstood, and our reactions aren't always what we mean in the moment, because we just don't take the time to slow down sometimes and actually think through what's happening and through our emotions and our feelings and why it's being triggered before we react to it. And I know my personality, like at least in the past, I feel like I'm fueled off of emotions. So this song was kind of like an introspective, like, think, Rebecca, like think before you react, slow down, and almost like a little bit of emotional maturing through that one.
Nice. And I think the audience needs to experience this track themselves. So let's play it right now. Let's have Feelings by Bex right here on the Sunday Night Army podcast. So there you go. That was Feelings by Bex right here on the Sunday Night Army. Fantastic track. Of course, it will be on the podcast music guest playlist on Spotify. Add it, play it, put in your rotation, enjoy it. Now, let's talk about the album, because that just came out too. Star Trails. Cool name. What was your concept coming up with it, and how many tracks on the album?
So the concept kind of evolved without a plan necessarily ahead of time. It just kind of revealed itself over time. The songs, a lot of them came from that songwriting period for that 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. So I think once I realized, like, once the songs, because there was 30 songs I had to work with, that I ended up selecting a few of them for the album. I was originally only going to do a few of them that I really, really liked from those 30 days that just kind of stood out for me. And Feelings was one of those songs. There is also a few more. And then I think I realized, like, there was a thread in the themes of just this whole, I want to say just this introspective journey of just becoming more self-aware that happened throughout 2020 for me, and I'm sure a lot of people, just with the quieting down of things. And I realized that a lot of those themes were coming into play with the song, but at the same time, they still carried what I hope is this optimistic message. Because it kind of goes through a bit of ups and downs throughout the album. And Star Trails is kind of like the idea of just like going into my memories and my imagination, but seeing how all of these stories, all of these messages, kind of, even though they go through ebbs and flows and ups and downs, how they all connect in this beautiful way once you see the full picture, but how everything in isolation might not necessarily give the same impact. Mm-hmm. And for me, Star Trails from beginning to end, I feel like, at least for me, when you go through the experience of listening to the full thing, you really start to feel that, how it really works as a complete package, and you don't get the full experience until you listen to every song. And even in the order that I selected was pretty thought out and meaningful in terms of just the roller coaster ride of emotions that I went through writing it.
Mm-hmm. I like when albums are methodical like that, and the artist puts effort into for the listener, because that's all what it's about. You have to have a message, and if it carries on through the whole album with this theme, that's super important. And I love that. And everybody should check it out. Star Trails, wherever you guys get your music, check it out. Now, Bex, mm-hmm. goals for 2022. 2021 is almost over.
Yes.
We have a new year coming up. Anything you're looking forward to next year?
So I've done some more writing this year. I just want to keep getting better and making good quality music and just keep growing as a musician. I think goals in the back of my mind that aren't concrete yet is I'd love to collaborate with more, especially Canadian artists. There's so many in the city that I'd love to work with. So just like, even in terms of just becoming a better artist too, I think it's always good to meet new artists and get new perspective on stuff. But I'm just going to keep writing for now, see what happens. In terms of Star Trails, I would love, just because it is a thought out album, I can see it being this pretty almost cinematic performance. So I would love to be able to put that to stage in 2022, ideally in the winter, but if not, by the summer for sure.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. Now, if anybody in my audience wanted to follow you and keep up with what's going on, besides the website, thebexmusic.com, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram/Facebook at thebexmusic. That's mainly where I'm at. My music, if you go to my website, it's got all of my main links there to my Bandcamp, Spotify, things like that. But yeah, you can follow me, because that's where I update it the most, on my Instagram page. And I also have a TikTok now, which is also Bex Music.
it's what's happening nowadays. Everybody's got that TikTok starting. Yep, it's actually, awesome.
It's pretty fun to use. It's a pretty creative app. It's just another thing, right?
I know. I try, but it's really hard.
It's
terrible. And there's no dances from me, but I'm sure Bex will be way more exciting to follow. So you guys go check her out. That's awesome. Fantastic. So Bex, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your music with us.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. I appreciate your time.